Next item.
Item number 7, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, submitting notification of emergency repair to the Washington Park Senior Center roof. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor with me, I have Greg Heyer, Director of AE and ENS, and from time to time, we are in a situation where it might make sense to pursue an emergency repair. That emergency repair process is basically a signature of, from the county executive and notifying, and from the chairwoman notifying the county board within 72 hours. This particular situation is related to the Washington Park Senior Center. It's operated by the Department of Aging, and the roof itself for the senior center has been in a kind of a phased-in replacement approach in terms of replacing the roof, and that was a project that was approved by the county board and the county executive in 2009. And much of that roof has been replaced, but the remaining third of that existing roof is rapidly deteriorating and beyond its useful life. For us to be able to get this accomplished quickly, we have asked for an emergency action to move forward with this. And the issue is working with our county insurance adjuster listed a couple concerns, and that's one of the reasons why we want to move forward on this very quickly. One is related to the weather conditions, including heavy snow and rain experienced in the last year, have placed more stress than normal on the remaining existing roof membrane, and that's caused further accelerating deterioration. Importantly, the insurance fund has approved the insurance claim to repair any interior damage caused by the leaking roof, but that approval is contingent on the county replacing the roof immediately to prevent further interior damage. That's probably the key point in this discussion is that for us to make sure that we have full coverage on the claim related to damage on the interior, the insurance adjuster is asking us to move forward on this quickly. To be able to do that, we're basically declaring an emergency so we can go out to market and get this done in a timely fashion. It's not dissimilar to what we did last winter with the Charles Alice when we had a problem with the boiler and declared an emergency for that and was able to act on it very quickly. So anyway, the estimated cost for the replacement is approximately $250,000. That was approved already in the 2014 adopted capital improvement budget, and we're just moving forward with it based on that. And I don't know if, Greg, if you want to add anything to that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, we were able to procure the services of a roofing company, and they're going to be starting. They've offered to come in this week to do stopgap repairs at no charge, and then we'll be starting next week and staying there until the job is complete.
Supervisor Mayo?
Mr. Chair, I would like to put the receiving place this file so everyone can see this. Second of all, this is where we have deferred maintenance again. This was a 2014 budget, and we got this issue right now. And here, going again, we're going about here's a claim for our insurance. If I was insuring in Milwaukee County, I'd drop y'all. Because you have too many claims. And because of deferred maintenance. It's terrible. Weather repairs we're going to have, that we're going to have emergencies again. Because we keep deferring. Not this board. We put it in the budget. This is the issue. And we're going to have another issue if we have another bad winter. Let's find out how we can do the deferred maintenance. And also with this fire, and we have extra money, I recommend you put that in deferred maintenance right away and start working on these issues that we have versus trying to put in something else. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Ron West. Just very quickly, I don't want to belabor the point, but Supervisor Mayo brings up an excellent point. On Monday in my district, Walker Square Park received five citations from the city for having things wrong with the park, with the pavilion, with the wading pool. And again, these are things that are put in the budget, but they don't get done. And then we are getting, and it hopefully won't result in a fine, but it could. Moreover, it's embarrassing to have your neighborhood association posting that the city was there and that the county is being cited for not taking care of, you know, of simple things. And there was some maintenance done thanks to CDBG grants, which we're not able to get anymore, on that particular pavilion. I want to say 2006, 2008-ish. But still, yes. I mean, you know, deferred maintenance is a huge problem. If you don't take care of it, as is a result in Walker Square Park, it's going to end up costing you more. And whether it costs you in dollars or whether it costs you in bad publicity or whatever it is, you know, we really need to start taking care of this and making sure that these dollars that are allocated are being used where they're supposed to be used so that we don't have issues like this in the future. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, thank you for your observation as it relates to deferred maintenance. And, you know, we agree with you that depending on various estimates out in the marketplace, that liability, that obligation on the county ranges probably somewhere between $300 and $400 million. So that's something that we've all taken on as a burden that we're trying to work our way through. You know, we all have very limited resources, and we're all working together and trying to get caught up on deferred maintenance. This particular item, the Washington Park Senior Center, I just want to make sure, and I'll ask Greg to respond to this, but this is less about us not getting at it. It's more about getting at it sooner. So it's not like we're behind. It's just that the weather, the insurance adjuster just doesn't want us to, wants to us to get at it so we can make sure that the claim in the interior is covered. So, Greg, I don't know if there's anything else you want to.
Well, I would, Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I would say that the roof at Washington Park Senior Center back in 2009, when it was originally scoped and budgeted, we anticipated that at that time that there would be sufficient funds to deal with the whole thing. Unfortunately, after the planning, design, and bidding out, we didn't have enough funds. And so we did as much of it as we could. We tried to take care of the worst. Certainly, if we would have started on it earlier, we wouldn't be here now. But there are a lot of, I guess, balancing that you have to do, and a lot of these things are past their useful life, and we're getting to them as best we can with the resources that we have. I would offer that with our facilities assessment team in place, that they've had a year now to get rolling on that. I think there's some really good momentum going here to have that team visit these facilities as a third party, if you will, to review it with some expertise that we didn't have on staff in this regard earlier, and then calling attention to this for the departments that are in charge of these facilities or responsible for them. And so the imminent items that we see right away, the intent is we certainly are letting the building owner know those things, and we anticipate reporting back to the board on the progress we're making in getting these repairs complete, and if they aren't completed, you'll know about that as well. So that's a good incentive, and it is enabling us to get a better handle on our assets and how bad things are.
Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. High. if you had a roof and you start partial at your own home, you start in 2009, and this is 2014. Do you think that roof would be still last at your own personal home? You don't piecemeal something that we have seniors in, we have public hearings in, we have many people rent the facility. That's a even get to generate revenue. You try to make it work. Second of all, when I was on, before I got off of the finance committee, we gave you six with plumbers, repair people, carpenters to go access major buildings to see how can we make it work. Try to be preventive with this. So when Mr. Tyler may turn around and say, it's not our fault, I'm fortunate it's your fault. Because that building should have been taken care of. I give it to 12. This is 14. Now we got an emergency situation. Maintenance again. True enough, we have a lot of maintenance, over $300 million. I mean, yep, $300 million. I agree, Mr. Tyler. But the bottom line, we need to know where we stop building new stuff, take care of what we have, or sell it. We got to be looking at stuff now. But we need to make sure we take care of the building, especially with public access to. And this maintenance, we see how big our budget is going to be this year. And we'll see how many that we have not took care of since 2009. We've got some buildings out there, especially Boys and Girls Club that we've been supposed to do HVC vac, that we are landlords. I can bring a number of things up. But let's do our maintenance, especially when we deal with children and seniors.
Anything further? Supervisor Vaughn.
I guess I want to understand, how did the project come in over or under budget? Was it under budget or over budget?
Over budget,
because it could not cover the whole thing. And how did that gap occur from 2009?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, I believe our estimating of capital projects, that's where the numbers come to provide in a recommendation to the board for capital projects. On that particular job, the estimate was low, and I had something to do with the way that the roof is structured. There are a number of different separate components as opposed to one big roof. It's a lot of little pieces, and the severity of the underlying insulation and structural support underneath, et cetera, the cost was significantly higher than we had anticipated. This last piece that we got approved in 14, our thought was that we had dealt with the most serious of the leaking and that we'd be able to get through till this year till we get it done. Unfortunately, with the weather we had this winter and the heavy snow loads, et cetera, it just accelerated and it got out of hand. So in order to get it done immediately, that's why we're doing this.
And the original bidding process was to cover the whole roof?
Yes.
Okay. But I guess my other question for the director is to figure out what is the plan this upcoming budget to take a stab at, as we can see that this is an ongoing problem, getting at deferred maintenance. Is there anything in the works from the county executive's office or from DAS to really change procedure so that we can actually move a lot quicker on these projects?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, I think you're familiar with the CIC project, the committee. So I think that plays a very important and critical role in the process. One of the other things that we've been trying to bring to bear in the budgeting process is this focus on personal safety issues, Senior Center being a very good example of that, and also the good work that Supervisor Mayo had mentioned that was approved several years ago as it relates to this facilities assessment team. They're doing most of their work right now in the parks in the southern part of the county. But there should be an expectation of all the departments to the extent that that assessment team identifies major maintenance issues that the respective department has an obligation to respond to that and act on that. So between the CIC process, between our focus when we're going through the budgeting process in the summer around personal safety, the calling the question of what are you doing to be responsive to the assessment from the facilities assessment team will help shape what we end up presenting to the board as it relates to a capital budget. There's going to be a lot of tug and pull, obviously, because right now, our budget is approximately $35 million plus the potential of taking some out of sales tax revenue, but it is very limited just the same. And it's just simply being able to prioritize around personal safety and getting at some of these issues that the FAT team has identified. Greg, I don't know if there's anything else in terms of the process.
Well, I also want to follow up on everybody's saying that there's limited resources, but these are projects that already have been expended dollars out of our budgets. How could limited resources be an issue if we already determined that money should be allocated towards these projects and that we are devoting our budgets to them?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, so yeah, and it's a good point. So to the extent that a project has been committed to, that certainly eats away at, I'm just going to use the number, rounded number, $35 million. So there are many projects, like this project perhaps, is a multi-year commitment of funds into the future. So that's a commitment we take into account. So when we start in the budgeting process, again, hypothetically, $35 million, the fact is that a great percentage of that $35 million is already committed in multi-year projects. So that isn't, on a going-forward basis, isn't up for debate. If we committed 2 years ago, for a multi-year $10 million project, we know that that's a commitment that we have to continue to maintain. And if it means a $2 million spend in 2015, we have $35 million less $2 million. So that commitment remains in place. There's certainly, we're not, I would imagine in the process there are times where we're taking those commitments off the table and reprioritizing because of personal safety. But in the main, in the CIC project process, what we've been doing is basically saying, we've got multi-year commitments already, so it's not like we're starting fresh with $35 million. We're starting with something south of that.
Anything further on this item?
Supervisor Mayor, move to receive.
Supervisor Mayor, move to receive and place it on file. Take the roll on the motion, please.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item number 7 be received and placed on file prevails.